Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. At Logan Airport last night, the family of an Iraqi toddler arrived so they could be with the boy for his medical care at Shriners Hospital in Boston. The boy's parents were concerned that the national immigration debate might have prevented them from coming. Two-year-old Dilbereen Mohsin first came to Boston last year after his face was severely burned by a malfunctioning heater in an Iraqi refugee camp. The UK-based charity Road to Peace made arrangements for his medical treatment here. After the first surgery in Boston, the boy's father returned to Iraq for the birth of Dilbereen's brother. And when the family tried to return for Dilbereen's second surgery last month, their visas were revoked. Eventually, they appealed to members of Congress and got their visas. One of the people working with the Mohsin family is Carrie Shushart. She's co-director of the House of Peace in Ipswich, where the family will stay while they're in Massachusetts. And she was there last night when they got to the airport.
There was a great deal of joy, some wonderful tears of joy, a lot of wonder at how beautiful this baby is and how well adjusted after such a long journey. It was extremely warm and full of gratitude. It was a powerful moment when many members of the team that in one way or the other had helped to bring this moment about were there, all of them sharing in a very profound sense of, I would say really a sense of awe that this young couple and their newborn child, who is now 3 months old, came through the international entrance door. And it was a very symbolic moment of a powerful door opening, and everybody recognized that. Their son, Dilbereen, did not come to the airport. He was in a quiet place in a hotel waiting to welcome them with more privacy.
So did you also see when Dilbereen and his parents were reunited?
I was at the hotel, and I was with the parents right up until they went in the door, and then I held the baby brother outside the door while the mother and father first saw Dilbereen. And then shortly thereafter, I carried the little baby boy in to meet his brother for the first time. So then I stayed and was part of the time that the family spent together for the first time as a family of four.
Now, Dilbereen's medical treatment consists of surgery because of the burns that he suffered when a heater exploded in his tent at an Iraqi refugee camp. What's the status of Dilbereen and his health right now? He's undergoing a medical evaluation, and then they'll determine when he can have this second surgery?
That's, as far as I understand it, that's correct, yes. He's already had his first range of successful surgeries, and in seeing him last night, it was totally delightful to see how well, how strong he is, to see a two-year-old bond with a three-month-old brother he's meeting for the first time in such a wonderful way, running to get a bottle and giving it to the baby and holding his hand and kissing him. It was deeply, deeply moving to see the strength and resilience of Dilbereen, and we anticipate that he will go through his next medical treatments in a very wonderful way.
And during that time, the family will be staying with you at House of Peace in Ipswich.
Yes. As of tonight, we'll be welcoming all four of them.
And how many children do you work with like this and their families?
Well, over the past 10 years or so, we've had many, many children, most of them victims of burns from war-related fires and injuries in the Middle East. We've had children from a few other countries, and we've had very dramatic instances of children with other injuries and illnesses that are associated with the war and the weapons of war in Iraq and Syria especially.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for the folks coming here for medical treatment? And you met with congressional staffers about this just last week, right?
Yes.
Mm. And what did you tell them?
Well, I told them there is a very long line of children, adults, of course, as well, who are in desperate need of medical treatment in the United States. So I, on hand of the situations of many children we've had here, tried to encourage the congressional staffers to try to make it very clear the urgency that this ban continued to be overturned and that no bans, no walls of such a nature go into effect. There's a juxtaposition, an opposition between security and compassion. And it's a very dangerous illusion because we know as a country over centuries that it's in our compassion our true security lies.
Carrie Shouchard, co-director of the House of Peace in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Carrie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. Good to be with you today.